When a dog suddenly runs away from mom, it's really weird, right? Because moms are most often the primary caregivers. In this episode of A Dog's Soul, An Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings, we will talk about Sir James, a Chihuahua, who started to avoid mom and even ran away from her. So stay tuned and have fun finding out why he did that and how we fixed it. Alright, so Sir James was a Chihuahua and 6 months old. He was a rescue, but he got rescued as a puppy. And his foster mom was awesome. She took really good care of the puppies. She showed them the world. They were really well socialized, and mom was awesome as well. So there was really no predisposition, no genetic issue, or anything with Sir James. And his adoptive parents were really, really sweet too. They were a mother-daughter combo who lived together, and they were really sweet with him. They never did anything to make him be scared. They didn't scold him, they didn't correct him or anything. But after a while living with them, he started to avoid mom, especially whenever she wanted to work with him or pet him. So whenever she tried to call him to her, she used a pet name to call him, and she would stretch out her hand and she would squat down. So everything that's actually a good thing, or neutral at least, right? Because an outstretched hand can be offensive, but if you squat down, it's not that scary anymore. And again, Sir James was not a scared dog at all. So at first, they thought it was a fear period, right? So our dogs get those. They have sensitive times in their lives when they grow up, and the brain is just in development, so everything's under construction, and things tend to be a little bit more scary for the dogs during those periods. But it didn't go away, it got worse to a point where Sir James just ran away and he was gone not too long, but long enough for his parents to get worried. So this was something that they really wanted to work on with him. They wanted to have a trusting relationship with each other, and they wanted him to feel safe around them, of course, right? And looking for reasons, we found out that the mom sometimes did little movements that seemed to upset him. So it was something like lifting him up without warning him, so just grabbing him and lifting him up, which is done to a lot of small dogs, right? We humans just don't think about it. We just have in our minds, well, we just have to get the dog, and then we do. And a tiny dog like a Chihuahua, especially not a fully grown Chihuahua, can get overwhelmed by that pretty fast, especially when it's a sensitive Chihuahua. And mom snuggled harder than the younger mom, so her daughter, right? She held him close and she ruffled his hair on his head and all those things, which is day-to-day life for many dogs, right? But you could see in his face that he was not happy about that. He would cringe away, he would close his eyes, he would try to turn the head away and the body away, he would try to walk away. And whenever she got hold of him and did something like that, so she wanted to show him that nothing's happening, right? She wanted to show him that she's just loving and everything's fine. But whenever she did that, he became more avoidant. So he would run further, he would not get as close as before, and that was the sign that these things were actually the trigger for him to avoid mom. So what we did was no more squatting down. And yes, usually I would recommend squatting down with every small dog and every middle-sized dog, every dog who is more comfortable. And most dogs are more comfortable when we squat down. But for him, that looked like she was trying to lure him. And whenever he got the feeling that he was being lured into something, into some kind of situation, he would bolt. So we tried to get rid of every signal that told him something uncomfortable was coming from mom. Instead of that, we started to do some marker training and some little search games and fun stuff they could do together, and that did not involve any touching. That was just to build up the relationship again, to build trust and to have fun together, which is, in my opinion, really, really important. We need to have fun with our dogs. And what we also did, we used a marker word or even verbal praise, depending on if they had treats on them or not, whenever he got closer. And if they had treats on them, they would throw the treat away from mom. So he got closer, he immediately got a verbal praise or a marker signal, and sometimes a treat that he could run after, and always away from mom. Now, you may think that we would encourage him to run away from mom with this technique, but that's actually not true. We are rewarding the moment he was approaching mom, and the chasing of the treat just increased the distance, and that again gave him more safety. So he learned that whenever he approached mom, he would get safety and nobody would grab him. So he would get something more comfortable. And he was a very open-minded little dog, so he got the idea pretty quickly and he approached closer and closer and closer. Now, since mom is human, right, there were setbacks. Just tiny little slip-ups when she was not 100% concentrated. And those things happen to all of us. That's why I wanted to include them in this episode, because sometimes it sounds like we are having a winning streak and everything's perfect and every training is absolutely wonderful. And it is. It's really fun training dogs, right? But there are setbacks and that's absolutely normal. So sometimes mom had little slip-ups where she would mark him and give the treat out of her hand and with the other hand try to pet him. And tell me in the comments if this is something you do, because I see it almost every single case. And most of the time, the dogs don't like it. And very often we get dogs who keep a little bit more of distance and get a little suspicious whenever a treat is offered to them. And maybe not as bad as with Sir James, because he was really, really uncomfortable with those kind of handling situations. And he was very sensitive. He was also sensitive to every other touch. So even when they were really relaxing on the couch, he would sometimes not want to be touched. And this can also be a medical issue, right? He will get checked out. It's not been done yet, but he will get checked out. But in a training situation or in a situation where the dog is actually active and wants to do stuff, usually they don't like to get pet them. At least not in the facial and head area. They might like scratches on the back or on the butt, but not on the head. So the more concentrated mom was, the faster they progressed. And Sir James started trusting and trusting and trusting again. And since they were having fun together, it became easier to overcome the setbacks. Now, what we also did was to announce the touches with the word scratchy. So we would ask him scratchy and hold out the hand so he could come up to the hand and get the body part scratched he wanted to, or he could say no and just not walk up to the hand. And that gives the dog control over the situation, over the own body. And it is very obvious for us humans to see if the dog is actually fine with getting touched or not. And I think that's a wonderful way of just building up trust. And another cue we implemented was lift, for lifting him up. And it was the same thing again. We would say lift and hold out the hand, and if he approached the hand, he would get lifted up. And of course, we trained that, so he got a lot of treats and he learned that it's actually fun to get picked up and put somewhere and all those things. He lost the fear of getting picked up and just being overwhelmed by it. And to be honest, small dogs get lifted up really often and carried around, right? It's just convenient for us. But for the dogs, it's sometimes very invasive, intrusive, because they are doing something, and even if it's just looking around, and suddenly they get ripped out of whatever they were doing. And that's implied, right? So giving the dog control over the own body and asking for consent is always a good idea. Be it with grooming, be it with vet appointments, being with day-to-day handling. Whenever we can ask a dog if it's okay what we're doing, it helps us understand our dogs, even if we are not that strong reading body language yet. And yes, it can take some time to learn to read our dogs, and with some dogs, it's really hard because of the breed and how they look. That's not the case with a Chihuahua. They sometimes look more frightened than they are because of the form the head has, but other than that, they are normal to read, I would say. But still, many dog parents aren't fluent in doggy language, right? We all started someplace. And asking the dog if he wants to do something helps us a lot. And if you want to learn how to teach your dog cues like that, so ways to say no, like Sir James did, check the description. You got a course there that includes everything for a trusting relationship, and of course medical training and consent. And with that, I wish you a lot of fun training. I wish you a lot of fun giving your dog options and asking your dog if it's fine what you want to do with him. And we'll see each other next time. Bye.